coming up on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We go down under to talk to my pal Joe Drake from the New York Times. He's getting that front page action. Would you believe it? Covering the Federer match and all the excitement there with both the men's and the women's tennis. So we'll get his impressions of the tournament and what's happening in Australia, because he actually celebrated Australia Day with all the natives there, so to speak. Also, the latest on Haiti will get you caught up on what's happening with the aid and what the real crisis is in the struggle to recover there. And new opposition to the 9/11 trials in New York City on the rise. As you know, I'm passionate about this since I lived in New York when 9/11 happened and was on the air on WFAN, so I have some thoughts that I'll share with you on that as well. But right here from the get-go, boy, we've been talking about healthcare reform on this show for a long time, and what we think should happen, but what certainly is not happening in the current form of possible legislation that we've seen from the Senate and from the House. Somebody else who's passionate about that, a dentist from Dallas, Dr. Steve Brown, who grew up in a medical family and knows all too well from an early age in the discussions about medicine and insurance and getting medicine to people and all that sort of stuff and getting coverage to people. He certainly has his own thoughts, plus the whole dental thing. You know, I know people that have terrible teeth and they're skipping the dentist deal because whatever the little extra is, they don't want to pay it because they can't afford their premiums already. Dr. Steve, thanks for coming on to America Tonight right from the get-go. We appreciate it.
Hi, Kate. Great to be with you.
Let's talk about it first from the dental end. You and I talked off the air, and it is true. Sadly, I know people that just skip the whole dentist thing, and then they find that they need a root canal, or they've neglected their teeth, and they have to have deep cleaning, and they haven't gone to the dentist for however many years, and they regret the decision to not pick up the dental insurance, but for some reason in their heads, they think, well, I'm saving a little bit of money here because the specific coverage that my company is giving me is just a little too high for my blood, too rich for my blood. Do you hear these kind of stories, and do you see this happening?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I have a little bit a different take on the dental insurance than the whole health care reform, which is really a health care insurance issue. And the way I see dental insurance, you know, people are not going to go bankrupt with a dental problem. And it is really unfortunate that people put off their care. But the great thing about dentistry is that you can, you know, get a temporary fix if you have an emergency. Maybe you can take a tooth out or something like that. It may not be ideal, but you can then save your money and you can do something like an implant or something. So you can restore your condition. And what I tell patients that talk to me about dental insurance is I tell them, look, the best thing you can do is go ahead and form your own insurance with dentistry and essentially just put some money aside every month like you would if you were paying an insurance company. And if you do that over the course of 20 or 30 years like you would if you were doing that with a, you know, dental insurance, but, you know, over that period of time, you'll get whatever dental care you want, and after 30 or 40 years, you'll have plenty of money left over to go on a vacation or use in retirement or something like that. So I think dental insurance is a little bit different animal than the healthcare insurance.
Oh, but that was some great advice. I'd never heard about that. I've never heard it put that way before, because I still think, and you know this as a dentist, I still think sometimes it's silly that people don't get the cleanings, because if they would just get the cleanings, they wouldn't have all the problems that they have down the end of the road. But I like your idea about forming it yourself. That's a great idea, Doc.
Well, thank you. I do agree. You're totally right, because as far as prevention, you know, with dentistry, we really have a good handle on it. I feel really blessed to be a dentist because I can actually fix problems. And in my father was a physician, or is a physician, and essentially, you know, you can do a phenomenal job as a physician, and you still may not fix the problem. But in dentistry, we can usually fix these problems, you know, 98-99% of the time. So when people put things off, they're really just creating bigger and bigger problems, which they don't need to do, especially if they neglect their mouth and they get infection, because those infections can lead to systemic problems.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
All sorts of serious problems.
Absolutely. All right, let's dive into health care. It's really health insurance reform. Let's face it, that's what it basically is. So Obama gives the State of the Union speech the other night and pushes and touts the whole health bill thing. But right now, there is I'll call it a log jam at this point, which I personally think is a good thing, because I'm not for either the Senate form or for the form that's in the House, or even melding of the two. What are your thoughts on health insurance reform?
Well, I think you've labeled it correctly. That's what we're talking about, is health insurance reform. And I think that it's important for people to understand that, because it's not health care reform. But I think to actually tackle this issue correctly and thoroughly, we're going to have to get to the point where people understand that they are accountable, responsible, or perhaps empowered for their own health care. I think that's the beginning of any policy and of any solution. You know, we've got all sorts of problems with the process that we've seen, and the product that we've been, you know, presented by the Senate and the House. But the solutions are out there. And if you begin with, you know, empowering the individual, you know, you can basically do things that will reward behavior that you know, encourages health. You know, there's parts of our health that we have no control over. You know, diseases that you know, multiple sclerosis or diabetes or certain diseases that may affect us from genetics or other reasons. But there are aspects to our health care that we can control. You know, obesity, smoking, things like that. And we can create a system that gives positive rewards, maybe tax incentives, lower insurance premiums for people like that. And the thing that we're not seeing with this insurance reform is that we're not really hearing about changing the system. Right now, the system is employer-based. So your health insurance is based, it's tied to your employer. So if you get fired, if you want to move jobs, you're really concerned about whether or not you're going to lose that insurance. We've got to create a system where people can take it with them, where it's based on the individual, and that, you know, as it is now, these employers get tax credits and tax discounts, but the individual doesn't. So we need to create a system where the individual can get tax credits for the money that they spend on their health insurance.
Wow, so well said. We only have a couple minutes left, but I think there should be more input, too, from the doctors. There wasn't that much input, to be honest. I talked to enough people on the Hill, and with this trying to ram it through, I think it would be good to discuss ideas, and more of this would come out. Don't you think, Doc?
Oh, there's no doubt. I think you're exactly right. I mean, one of the biggest problems is that you mentioned it. They're trying to push this thing through so rapidly, and this is a complex problem. It's going to affect everyone in this country. So what we need to do is we need to slow down, and we need to try to do something right rather than something now. And you're exactly right. I was just speaking to a physician who ran a medical school in Texas, and you know, he was talking to me about the same issue. Look, they're not talking to the experts. They need to seek out the experts in the field and get their opinion to see what can be done to try to improve the system. And there's a lot of things that can be done to improve the system that we have.
Boy, no kidding. I think you nailed it. Something right instead of something now. Dr. Steve, thanks for joining us on ATN.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Feature, We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, baby, here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across the country. We don't need to, I just decided we don't need to get inside Barack Obama's head. We need to do the numbers instead. So here's the numbers. Amazon's profit soared 71%. I was reading the Wall Street Journal today, and I was like, wow, 71%. That's incredible. And they're just kind of fluffing off the concerns about Apple's new iPad that we talked about. And they're saying, hey, look, you know, we're just blowing it. We're just blowing and going like gangbusters. In the fourth quarter, driven by a 42% increase in sales that stretch across media and electronics, just so big for Amazon.com. Amazon.com, it is the go-to place for the whole, of course, book thing. And a lot of people end up getting books that way, and they compete in other areas. And that's what they're talking about with the whole iPad deal. That's, I don't know, that's pretty splashy, though, to say, in these times, to say 71% profit. I don't think you can just brush that off. All right, we take the 71% profit, and we move to LeBron James, who... For him, this is like a dime, but the Cavalier forward fined $25,000. Why? He kicked a water bottle during Wednesday's win over the T-Wolves. And there was like 10, 12 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. He finished with 11 assists in just 31 minutes, blah, blah, blah. He always has these incredible numbers. I'll tell you, of all the basketball players I've ever seen, and I'm not into the NBA the way I used to be. There's a lot of things I don't like about the NBA now, but I will say this. The guy is amazing. I mean, seriously, he is amazing. The way he can dunk a ball from almost anywhere on the court, it's incredible to watch him. He is a human highlight. Almost any place you see him on the road or at home, just just amazing. But other than that, I don't have much time for the NBA until you get closer to the playoffs. All right, we've got one more for you as far as we can count. And this is another one that I dug up, and we actually didn't give you the payoff on our last ATN show, so I'm sorry about that. But a man was caught at the airport with 44 lizards in his pants. Did you see that? It's so crazy. He was a German guy, and he stuffed these lizards into his underwear. Oh, the thought of that even. Before trying to get on a flight, and they caught him. He's sentenced to prison in New Zealand for plundering, as they call it, plundering the country's protected species. He's 58 years old, this guy. Hans Kurt Kobus. He's going to spend 14 weeks behind bars. He's got to pay a $3,540 fine before being deported to Germany as soon as he is released. I mean, could he be making that much money on the lizards? I mean, really? Do you think? 44 geckos? Ugh, I don't know. And apparently, I mean, what happened was pretty easy. He had this hand-sewn package concealed in the underwear. What's the deal with the underwear and concealing things in the underwear? So, I guess the geckos were worth more than I thought. $2,800 each on the European market. So he had 44, so he was going for the big kill. He was hoping he was going to really cash in, I guess. But custom records show that he had been to New Zealand in 2001, 2004, 2008, 2009, and he had been with a Swiss reptile dealer when he was there in 2008. So who knows how many lizards in the past that he's sold and how much money he made on that. You know, you think of drug mules and things that people do and sneak in, but the whole thing with the wildlife deal, oof, don't get it. It's money. Let's head to the headlines. This from a paper in Boston. Yeah, the Boston Globe. Here are a couple of headlines from that paper. Attorney General says clout drives up health costs. That was the headline. It goes on in the story to say that the insurance companies in Massachusetts pay some hospitals and doctors twice as much money as others for essentially the same patient care. That's nice. This was all put in a preliminary report by the Attorney General. You know her name, Martha Coakley. Hey, how about Scott Brown? Here's the headline. Brown to vote how I want to vote. I like this. The senator-elect, who's been called the savior for the Republican Party, pledged just the other day that he would not always vote the party line. He's saying he's going to chart his own course in Washington, period. Good for him. Let's see if he sticks to it. A breath of fresh air if he's going to vote however he feels like he should vote and not always go down on party lines. The Salt Lake City Tribune, here is one of the headlines from that paper. BYU scientists cool to the idea of a face-off. And the Washington, D.C. basically goes on to tell you, the Washington, D.C.-based Science and Public Policy Institute sponsored a climate change contrarian's appearance at the legislature's first ever hearing on climate science last fall to argue that human activity has little to do with global warming. How about that? That'd be an interesting thing to attend, I think. And any different points of view are always good. Is what are the scientists saying? I think you can get a scientist to say there is global warming. You can get a scientist to say there isn't global warming. How about this? A bountiful couple hopeful their adopted daughter will get out of Haiti. And this story is about a couple who had been waiting forever and, were excited about adopting this child from Haiti. And now they're worried about what's going to happen. So they're ready to travel, they say, within an hour's notice anywhere in the U.S. to pick her up. And they were saying that to bring Mia, because they're calling her Mia, and the 70 other orphans being adopted by parents through an international adoption agency in Ogden was still in flux because the latest hitch is the Haitian government's decision is to delay departures of orphans. And then there's another problem. The task force which apparently left for Haiti on Thursday, donated the use of its chartered plane to transport the kids. The group hoped to bring them directly to Utah, where parents would meet them. Now the destination is probably Miami, Florida. How about that? And you know what? This has been a wild thing for them, because in 2005, they started a year-long process to adopt Mia, who was three, from an orphanage in Port-au-Prince. And she arrived at the orphanage, I guess, really starving to death. Then they had all these glitches. So they've been waiting for a long time. And now this is rolling forward. So this is this has been an incredible wait. Good for them that she's okay, and hopefully they can get the child to the to those nice folks soon, sooner rather than later, certainly. Got to love the headers. If you have any suggestions, by the way, on the headlines, please feel free. Something in your neck of the woods that you see, please send it to us at americatonight.net, because I bet there's some interesting things happening in some of the places, probably some of the outer areas of where we're broadcasting to, not necessarily the usual suspects. And it's fun to go through the papers and see what people are talking about and see if there's a common thread anywhere. I did also happen to look at another paper, the Cincinnati Enquirer, and they had some interesting headlines to their credit as well. You know, a lot of the papers still were touting the State of the Union address. That was above the fold in many cases. But they had, in the Cincinnati paper, kind of an attractive blonde woman with her head turned, and it said, "Jury, woman guilty." And it says, "A jury found Shannon Smith guilty of involuntary manslaughter Thursday evening in the stabbing death of her ex-boyfriend." And that was apparently a trial that had gone on for a while, and she claimed she fatally stabbed her ex-boyfriend in self-defense, but now she's facing, I guess, 3 to 10 years in prison on the manslaughter charge. And they returned the verdict. They deliberated for 11 hours. Yeah, that's not always good when you're sitting there thinking your lawyer's telling you, "Oh, I think that you're going to get off. I think you're going to get off." Moving along and coming up next, because we had a request for it already, we're going to go back down under and talk to Joe Drake from the New York Times. So stick around.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that, and saves money too. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com, or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are we here on America tonight to go down under and speak to one of the best sports writers in the country, and he is a virgin to Dennis, and his stuff has been so good in the New York Times. He writes just brilliant stuff when it comes to horse racing, and he is really doing a great job with tennis as well, and he gets to see it front row and center. Joe Drape, always a pleasure to talk to you here on ATN. Hello.
Good day, as they say down here.
Hey, what was Australia Day like for you? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was tremendous. It's their basic 4th of July, and it was the Murray-Nadal match, and they had to stop it for 9 minutes. They told them ahead of time so they could have this, like, tremendous fireworks show. So, you know, it was a big festival. Everybody took the day off. The tennis was raucous and crowded, and, you know, I'm fortunate I got to be here.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and you've got the front row seat for the big match coming up in the next semis to see who's going to meet Andy Murray for the finals for the men. And Joe Wilfried Tsonga and Roger Federer will take the court shortly in a few. Any chance that Tsonga can eclipse Federer in your mind?
You know, Tsonga is playing very well, and he's young, and he's athletic, and he's really an electric player. But, you know, Roger Federer came into this tournament, and everybody was saying he was beatable. He could be had. He wasn't what he used to be. And he has just been phenomenal here. He has just carved shots and cut people up. And, you know, as a tennis virgin, you said that in the beginning. I mean, I've learned a lot here. And the one thing that I'm seeing that is universal for the great ones, and I certainly, you can see he's one of the great ones, is just the mental toughness he has and the way he can just break people's spirits. In his last match against Nikolai Davydenko, Davydenko goes up 6-2 and then 3-0. And Federer just comes roaring back, and it just totally broke the spirit of the Russian. And And, you know, we saw it with Serena Williams yesterday. She didn't let that Chinese girl hang in with her. Every time she got a chance to close Serena out, a big ace, a big serve. So, you know, the way everybody's playing right now, I think it's all going to go to the chalk. And you and I are horse enthusiasts, and we know our odds. And I saw an item in the paper today, Kate, that if you would have picked Serena and Federer in the double, as some gambler did for $200,000, it would be a 13-1 return. Now, you know, who would have thunk that? Two of the biggest favorites at 13-1. So, you know, it is something here. And I don't know. I think it goes Federer to Murray. That's going to be a tremendous match. The scrambling Scotsman has really put it together. And sort of a fun fact here is Federer didn't win his first slam until the 17th time he played one. Murray is playing his 17th slam, and, you know, until the other night, he hadn't given up a set the whole tournament. So that's going to be, you know, I'm projecting through that's going to be a great match. And then tomorrow on the women's side, we've got probably a classic showdown between two great players in Justine Henin and Serena Williams, and they're the direct opposites of each other. Serena's powerful, great serve, total baseliner, and Justine is all of 5'5", and, you know, she's Picasso out there. She has that one-handed backhand that you don't see men use, let alone women, and she just, you know, carves them, slices them, rips them down the line. And she's been off for 2 years, Kate. You know, in 2008, she was the number one player, and she was going through a divorce. She was burned out emotionally. She was banged up physically, and she said the heck with it and walked away. And this is only her second tournament back, and it's just remarkable that she's gotten to the finals.
Yeah, you leave the game for 20 months, and then she comes back. And you did a great piece about this. You talked about both of them today in the Times in your piece, Williams and Henin, and talking about their matches, that the fact that they've played 13 matches, Williams has the slight edge, but this really has the makings of something super great. I think it goes three sets, and I think it's edge of your seat stuff. At least I'm hoping, as a tennis fan, I'm hoping that's what we see.
Kate, I agree totally with you. And, you know, it was really interesting hearing those two talk about each other because they're adults now, and I say that, you know, kindly. They're 28 and 27. Justine's been away. Serena gets heat for only playing certain tournaments, and she dabbles in the fashion and the jewelry. And they have a tremendous respect for each other. And I think one of the biggest things they like about one another is they have perspective. They realize that there's more to life than tennis. And they're just tremendous competitors. I mean, that's the one thing they have in common is they just stare down the other opponent. They want to win so bad, and it's visceral on the court. So I'm with you. I'm really looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be one for the ages. At least I hope it is. You know, there was concern early that Justine's played all the hard matches, but, you know, she rolled through her Chinese woman matchup in the semis there, Zhang Zhu, and Li Na gave Serena all she could handle. So, you know, they're here. They're physically fit. It's going to be good stuff. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you think you bring up both Chinese women? And I heard something about the fact that the Chinese are saying to the tennis players, giving them more incentive, hey, you keep all your prize money. You don't have to give the government any of it. You just keep it all. Do you think we're going to start to see more Chinese players prop up and go a little bit further on the tour in the next decade?
No question. And that's the big international story down here. Basically, this was the first time any Chinese players, male or female, got to a semifinal in a Grand Slam. And what has happened, they have sort of loosened up on these young women. They only have to give back 12% of their prize money. It used to be 60%. Mm-hmm. They can have their own coaches freely what they do. And that makes a big thing. And both these young women were just charming down here, easy, you know, funny. And it's really going to set it up. And the genesis of all this was the Beijing Olympics, like so many other things. They wanted to win gold medals, so they loosened up the federation restrictions. They went out there and started developing young players. And really, the next 10, 15 years and sooner, the tennis may just be overwhelmed by these tremendous players from China.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. What's been your favorite thing, Joe, so far about covering the Australian Open? If you had to pick it out, I mean, I know you're going to all these matches and you're talking to the players and you've got a lot of deadlines you've had to meet. Now it's kind of slowed down because there's less matches. But so far, what would be your favorite thing about the tournament?
You know, the whole vibe of Melbourne and the people of Australia and their tennis. I mean, they grew up playing tennis like we grew up playing baseball. It is a national pastime. This is a major event that feels like a country picnic, and I say that with all admiration. It's not all corporated up like the U.S. Open is. You know, it's not coats and ties and entertainment. These are people who come out and love their tennis. And, you know, everything they say about the Aussies are true, Kate. It's an incredibly warm country. These people are very nice. They're very welcoming. It really is just, and it's summer here. So, you know, you do feel like you're at a summer festival here. So I've wandered around, and, you know, I'm at the tennis center a lot, but the Yarra River fronts it right there. And, you know, I'm a 10-minute walk from downtown. And, you know, it's been an experience of a lifetime. And you're a tennis person. I'm learning to be a tennis person. And, you know, I grew up, well, I won't tell you what years I grew up, but I'll date myself, laying on the floor, watching Rod Laver and Newcomb and Roselawn, then into McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and that era. And, you know, then I sort of kind of fell away from it. There was a years where somehow I got disconnected. I don't know if it was the players that I didn't connect with or what have you. This fun tournament to watch. It's a fun sport to cover. The amazing athleticism. I mean, I had forgotten the skill. Not only, you know, they're like, think of them like golfers doing the reverse drags and, you know, all the ways they have to hold their racket to do certain shots. And then put them in Usain Bolt's or an NFL quarterback's body and the way they have to run and slide and slam all the way through. So, you know, it's been a good experience.
Well, so your last book was such a huge success. It had nothing to do with tennis. Our Boys, A Perfect Season on the Plains with the Smith Center Redmond. Great book. Anyone listening, pick it up. You will get a true appreciation for a lot of things if you read this one. But do you think maybe there's a tennis book, Joe, in your future?
Oh, I don't know about
Come
that.
Come on.
It looks like Andre Agassi wrote the only tennis book that people wanted to read here recently. Mm-hmm. He's been on the bestseller list for a long time. No, you know, I got a lot to learn on this, and it's been kind of encouraging. You know, you mentioned Our Boys, and that was real refreshing because I went back and lived in a small town, and it was high school football, and it was raising families. And, you know, I never thought I'd get my eyes reopened again in sports, and I did there. And now I've come down here, and, you know, it's nice to do something, to get out of your comfort zone and see another strata, another milieu, and a different set of athletes. And, you know, this has been fun. So I don't think I know enough to write a tennis book, but I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Well, I'm coming out to cover the U.S. Open, so if you're there, I'll see you in New York City.
Oh, you know, and I've signed on, man. I've signed on. I'm a tennis scribe now. And the best I can tell, with the exception of the French, it doesn't interrupt my Triple Crown season. So the French, they're going to have to go to Roland Garros without me. But Wimbledon and the Open, I hope maybe they throw me back on it.
I love it. Hey, Joe, thanks for – we know you're busy and you're getting ready for that match, and we appreciate the time here on America Tonight. Thanks, buddy.
Kate, you're one of my favorites. Anytime.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Drake, great, great, great writer. Check his stuff out if you don't know Joe. You know, go to the New York Times, Google it, and read his stuff. It's excellent. His horse racing stuff is bar none. There's no one better. And his tennis stuff has been just tremendous. All right, we're going to pick it up more with the AFC and the NFC with Nail the Score. Thanks for hanging through, and we'll grab some more scores, and maybe one of you will be the lucky winner the next time around. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow! I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere, 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Loose, you got a couple of, and I mean a couple of extra bucks in your pocket. Do you ever check out the movies? You know, that's kind of one of my great releases, probably besides occasionally, and I'm not great at it, but occasionally whacking a golf ball around. I like to escape into the movies, and I know a lot of you have called and said that that's what you do. If you're having a bad day or you just want to chill from everything, on the weekend, that's exactly what you'll do. You'll go and check out a new flick. And I'm sort of all over the map with what I like. I like the Scorsese kind of flicks. He's got that one coming out, Shutter Island, soon with Leonardo DiCaprio. Boy, it looks like a nail biter. I don't know, kind of freaky, one of those psychological thrillers. And it's supposed to be pretty good, though. The trailers for that look decent. However, that's in the future. That's not this weekend. This is also in the future, but I wanted you to hear a little clip of it because, I have to admit it, Wall Street was one of my all-time favorite movies. Michael Douglas as the brutal Gordon Gekko, he portrayed him so well, and he won an Academy Award for it. Now he's going to be in that same role coming out of prison. Charlie Sheen won't be in it, but Shia LaBeouf will instead be the young stud making the big money. And it actually looks pretty good, but here's the trailer for that.
One silk handkerchief. 911 watch. One ring. One gold money clip with no money in it. And one mobile phone.
Someone reminded me I once said greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
No matter how much money you make,
Mr. Gecko,
you'll never be rich.
Why don't you start calling me Gordon?
All right, so that's something to look forward to. If you liked the original movie, and that was back in the late '80s, mid to late, I want to say it was late '80s, I think. All right, moving on. You could check this out this weekend. Getting a lot of play on the tube. Anyway, they must be spending some money promoting this. This is a big step for Mel Gibson, who was thrown out of Hollywood for the comments he made about a Jewish police officer. I think is why he kind of got ostracized. For a very long time now it's been. So he's back on the big screen, and he's playing a veteran homicide detective for the Boston Police Department, and then his only child is murdered literally on the steps of his home. Here is a little snippet of that.
Hi, Dad. I'm going to come home for a few days. I love you.
Forever.
You're always early.
Wait, is that not
ready?
Come on, let's go home. You
had
someone?
Yeah, I wish you had someone.
You're my girl.
Craven!
Unanswered questions, but it appears Detective Thomas Craven was the intended target.
This is someone armed and dangerous. What do you think I am?
How's he dealing with it personally?
Emma, Craven's phone. Hello.
Mr. Craven, we have things to talk about, like your name and what you're doing here. The lad who shot your daughter.
I want to know what my daughter did here. What she did was classified.
Emma Charlotte Craven was flagged as a possible threat to the United States of America.
My daughter was not the type.
Everybody talks about power, but they don't really understand.
Cases like these are never solved. You just never can connect A to B.
How do you know that?
Because I'm usually the guy that stops you connecting A to B.
You're gonna follow me to the city of Boston. Welcome to hell.
What does it feel like?
We need to abort right now.
It's too late. It's already been done.
I'm not going to arrest anyone. I never do.
You are out of your depth and far from your jurisdiction.
My daughter was Emma Craven. I'm the guy with nothing to lose. Fasten your seatbelt. Well, you had better decide whether you're hanging on the cross or banging in the nails.
All right, that looks like that could be pretty good, but rental-wise, I think that's a futuristic one to remember that you could rent it. And then, of course, comedy for those that want to take their significant other to something lighter. This one is getting a lot of play. It's called When in Rome.
Great job, you guys.
That's
me in the headset. A few days ago, I was a very single, very happy New Yorker. Until one night, I ran into my ex.
Ready to jump in again?
You want to jump in again?
I met someone, and we're getting engaged.
One of a...
We read your column every week.
Yeah?
I'd appreciate you and me chatting up two ladies and leaving the one that knows more about Wookiees alone with this.
No! No! No!
No?
No.
How about yes?
Okay.
So I'm in the most magical city on Earth for my sister's wedding. And that's where I met him.
I'm on a vase breaking time.
It's what?
It's a tradition. The maid of honor shatters a vase, and it symbolizes happiness for the bride and groom.
It's a special heart.
Okay.
Festeggiamo!
They do that for good luck. I'm Nick, by the way.
Beth. So much.
My bad.
When it comes to love, I've never had too much luck.
You're too fast.
But this is what the Romans call the Fontana de Amore. If you throw in a coin, you find love. So maybe if I take a few, like you, some of the magic will rub off on me.
What were you doing in the Fontana de Amore
during my wedding?
Picking up coins. Seth, we got a problem. If you take someone's coins from the fountain, they will fall in love with you.
That is ridiculous.
Have any men come on to you since the wedding?
Beth! Yeah, seen that look before. You're intimidated because I'm a model.
Whoa!
Yes. You're welcome.
Everybody!
Oh, my God! Hey, can someone call the vet? Because these puppies are sick.
Hello. I was just thinking about you. If what they say about the fountain is true, how will I ever know if Nick is for real?
You think you're real charming, don't you?
A little bit.
There's a new mural of you on 82nd Street.
I've been approved by that!
Both sides don't know me. They're just under a spell.
Beth, hi.
Why don't you leave me alone? I don't know you.
Beth, it's me. Your dentist.
Oh, sorry. I'm flossing twice a day.
Oh, good.
When in Rome.
Hey, look at you. We're a great-looking couple.
Soundtrack available on Photo Finish Records, featuring new music by Jason Mraz.
I'm a-kicking with you. I'm kicking with you.
The Academy Is. And 303, featuring Katy Perry. Directed by Mark Steven Johnson.
All right, that's where we finish on that comedy and romance. It was pretty obvious what that's about. It's an hour and 31 minutes, guys, so you wouldn't have to sit through too much, and you'd probably score some big points. Thanks to all of you for listening, and Donovan Madsen for his help on the technicals. Go out and make it count.